first, don't expect to step into the voting booth tomorrow and just pick the Democrat or Republican in the race for mayor of DeKalb. They all run as independents. DeKalb County saves money by not running a municipal primary election. Second, don't look for the incumbent. Mayor Chris Polson announced last fall he wasn't running for re-election. There's even more change at the top because city manager Mark Bernacki is retiring in June. DeKalb has a mayor-city manager form of government with an elected part-time mayor and a full-time city manager who's appointed by city council. What voters will see on the ballot are four familiar names in the mayor's race: Jennifer Gross, David Jacobson, John Ray, and Mike Verbeek. They're all active in the community through elected or appointed positions. John Ray has a long, long list of community leadership positions. That includes DeKalb School Board President, Chair of the City's Economic Development Commission, and founding member of the DeKalb Education Foundation. The 70-year-old has an MBA from Northern Illinois University. He spent much of his career with DeKalb Ag, later Monsanto. Ray says this is an important point in DeKalb's history. With turnover in city government and at NIU, it offers exciting opportunities
for the city to grow, to attract business and industry. I see an opportunity to get control of our housing that is available to our citizens in the community. I see we're at a pivotal point of building a stronger relationship between the city and the university.
Ray says he wants to get citizens more involved in city government, build on his relationships with NIU's leaders, and add a youth liaison to city council. Jennifer Gross also sees the change in DeKalb as a great opportunity for the city. The 36-year-old is a researcher for NIU's Center for Governmental Studies. She's the former executive director of the downtown development organization Renew DeKalb. She's an NIU political science grad and holds a graduate certificate in regional economic development. Gross's vision for DeKalb is to build a stronger community for longtime residents, students, and people who've just moved to town.
I see our schools and our parks and our city working together, collaborating with Township, NIU, and all the units of government. I see us working not only in our county and in our region, but understanding within our community members themselves that this is a collaboration.
Gross says her experience working on development issues with all facets of local government are valuable assets for the city's next mayor. Mike Verbeek says it's time to rewrite the city's 7-year-old comprehensive plan. Verbeek is 46, a DeKalb native, and works in media production at his alma mater, NIU. That's where he earned a marketing degree. But it's the DeKalb School District where he has gained the experience he sees as most important for leading DeKalb. Verbeek has been a school board member since 2005 and was named board president 2 years later. He wants to get citizens involved in shaping the city's next comprehensive plan.
Imagine a DeKalb Leadership Council where we meet throughout the year to engage leadership at NIU, the school district, the park district, aligning all of our government leadership bodies to look at our strengths and weaknesses, align our goals, and to make the most out of our limited resources in DeKalb.
Verbeek says it's important for the city to balance programs that people expect with a respect for their tax dollars. And David Jacobson says it's the tax burden that concerns him most. The 29-year-old is the only candidate who's already an elected city official. He's in his first term as First Ward Alderman. Jacobson says he got into the mayor's race when he saw who else was running. He says the other three have been more involved in spending the city's money.
In the current times that we're faced, we need some more reality. We need some common sense, and we need something that makes sense to our residents and business owners to keep them wanting and living in DeKalb.
Jacobson has a bachelor's in political science from NIU and runs his own business as a property developer and manager. He says his background makes him representative of a lot of DeKalb residents, property owners, students, and small business owners. The winner of DeKalb's mayor's race serves a 4-year part-time term, although all four candidates say they'll be full-time mayors. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.